Hi guys.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey.
Season two. I've had too much wine tonight, y'all.
Too much water.
Welcome back to Break the Narrative. This is, if you guys don't know by now, your weekly dose of realism and giggles, where we discuss and dismantle the raggedy norms and narratives of life as a millennial. And it has been an interesting couple of months. It's now March.
March came so fast.
Praise God.
2020 came so fast.
Very fast. And we're already 3 months into 2020 in the blink of a motherfucking eye.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, wow. Jesus. Wow.
What'd you say Jesus for?
Jesus.
Oh, shit. Here she go.
My joy within.
Not from the boiler today.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Break the Narrative, your weekly dose of realism and giggles.
So, what? She said she said that already. Look.
It's the wine. I didn't know. Did you say it for real? No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You said our intro?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you for your continued support, guys.
I'm saying, y'all see what kind of week it's been. You can clearly see.
Y'all know the last episode you posted act up, so that's all okay. That is. So, yeah. But yeah, guys, season two ends today. But we will be back with you guys on April 1st. And yes. We're really excited about it because it is our anniversary.
It's our anniversary. Anniversary.
Hey.
It's our anniversary.
Yes, Tom. That's so funny. But, and yeah, we didn't even plan that. Like, we literally just
bust out singing.
Because we was on cue with that one. Facts. So April 1st will be our official 1 year anniversary that we have been Break the Narrative family and have started this. And so we are so excited. We have a lot of things in store.
Yes.
So we just want to thank y'all for continuing to rock with us.
Because we know it has been, you know, an interesting ride. We've been growing and learning and so many things have changed, and we still have, you know, more stuff to change, more things to work on, because we are brand new to all of this shit. Like, we are learning things as we go, trying new things, and just trying to be great out here in these streets.
That's
you know
it.
So continue to support us. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Like, comment, share, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All of your support is very, very much appreciated, and we really want to take things to the next level, but we need your continued support to do that. So,
yes.
With that being said, do the damn thing. Thanks.
Bullshit.
Shade and shenanigans.
In shenanigans.
I'm not ready. Because it's been some fucking shenanigans this week.
It's just always some shit.
It is.
Like, it's never not no shit. It's just never not no shit. Like, why can't never not be no shit? Like,
right.
It's always some shit. Some shade, some bullshit, some shenanigans. There's always some shit.
Hence the name of this segment.
Right.
Because there's always something going on.
So, first on the list, we got this honeypot. I don't even know what this is.
Okay, so first of all, I want to say the honeypot is amazing. It is a black-owned feminine care product line. So, fuck Summer's Eve.
Okay.
We are here for the honeypot. And it's all natural ingredients. And the story behind it is she said that an ancestor came to her in a dream because she was suffering from BV. For like months at a time. Mm-hmm. And an ancestor came to her and told her what herbs and spices and shit to use to cure her pussy.
Oh.
Hence why she founded the honey pot, which I think is super cute. Like, And it's amazing. And the products are great. I actually do use them. I've used the liners, which are essential oil infused. They have like lavender and eucalyptus and all kinds of shit in there. It's a little strange at first. I had to get used to my coochie tingling, but they're actually not bad.
You like it?
Once you get used to it.
So basically, like, so everybody who vagina is broke, y'all can go to the honey pot and get y'all vagina back. Not right. Broke. So everybody, remember when K. Michelle said her vagina was broke? I remember that. So,
and they have wipes and they have washes. I have
wipes because you know you need to wipe that coochie before you
keep it in your whole bag.
Yes, before you fuck. Because, child, people be, you know, real spontaneous nowadays. Right. Going up to jobs, going to the parks, all type of shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So keep.
I've never been one to do anything like that outside. I don't like that.
Oh, I do, child.
I mean, I do, but then it's like you always end up with mosquito bites.
That's fine. In places let the wood that you don't scratch need. Me up, child. Let the dirt get on me. I don't give a
That's like, I don't see how people have sex on the beach. Like, I don't need.
Oh, that's not. That's amazing.
I don't need sand in my vagina.
You don't have to have sand in your vagina.
I feel like
Miami
sand
beach
is everywhere.
Has beds on the beach that you can rent out, like in the.
But who been fucking on the beach?
And you can do it on a lot of people, and you can do it on the beach. You can just go clean that shit.
I don't want sand.
Because you could be in a water park.
Then you really
you gonna have. No, but he gonna have your ass up. Like,
he's gonna,
then
you gonna have sand inside
have
of your
or
vagina.
Or you could just bend over real quick on the
okay,
sand
I can understand that. Yeah. But, like, rolling around in the sand and shit like a fake ass music video is not happening.
Bring that ass over. Bring that ass here.
But anyway, so the point of the story is. The Honey Pot, she did a commercial with Target because Target was one of the first companies and places to carry her products.
Oh, now I know what you're talking about.
So she did the commercial with Target talking about how she wants little black girls everywhere to be inspired and you know.
Yes, and then I have seen the Honey Pot.
The white women started the faucet of endless tears.
Because
they said it should be for all women and not just black women and blah blah blah. But what she said is that she intended to inspire other little black girls with an idea to be great and do great things. There's nothing wrong with wanting to inspire black children. Why is that a problem?
But they know that when they're tears, you know, white women. Tears.
I'm so tired.
Like, that's crazy.
It's exhausting.
So they really were hating.
Like, people are really mad, like, leaving racist-ass reviews and everything. But the joke's on you, bitches, because sales have doubled.
Wow.
So she's getting that check. Thanks to y'all for your exposure. Your angry asses. I just can't. But you know what I do have a problem with? So Walmart recently started carrying the Honey Pot, right?
Okay.
Because we were looking for it before. And they started carrying it, but they never have it. And then this Target up here.
This one, by us,
right here.
Yeah.
Never has anything.
Well, yeah, that's one of the worst
Targets. I hate that Target.
Yeah.
Absolutely hate it. They never have anything I need.
Yeah.
Especially not the Honey Pot shit. It be gone. I don't know if they don't order
it. So, like, what do you
or
get
if it's not
from,
enough.
What do you get from the Honey Pot?
Like, I use the sensitive, it's like an unscented, sensitive
white
wash.
Oh, wash. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it tingles?
Mm-mm, that don't tingle.
Oh, so what?
The liners tingle. Because I bought...
But why?
They're infused with essential oils. So they have a lavender and lavender... I don't know. Don't give me the line. But it's eucalyptus, I'm sure. One of them essential oils. And it's supposed to be calming. It's supposed to help with cramps because of the...
Oh, so basically it gets your... Oh, see what I mean? If your vagina broke, you really need to go get the liners. It's gonna tingle bad probably if you got some diseases, but maybe it'll get on up in the crevices and, you know, help out, child.
Not up in there in the crevices. But I really like the, because my hoo-ha is very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the wash. It's really nice. Because I go to the gym a lot, and then sometimes, like, just regular water don't do the trick. Sometimes, like, you know you want to feel extra clean.
Right.
And I like that.
So you like that. Okay. As long as it's keeping the pH balance good, then that's
it
all
is.
That matters.
It says it on there. It's gynecologically tested and pH balance and all that shit.
Okay. All right, then. And then, what were we talking about? Senate Vagina, Erykah Badu child, and came out.
Do you know that shit sold out in 19 minutes?
Yes, that's crazy.
So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, or if you haven't heard, I don't know how, but Erykah Badu released an incense
that smells like her for JJ.
This is definitely a women's history episode because we just talking about pussy on top of pussy.
Right. Vagina rules the world.
Amen. That's the name of the motherfucking episode.
Vagina rules the world.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that's crazy. Erykah Badu put her scent.
I want to know how, because you know how she collected it. Like, how did you?
I think she, there's a video or something that she explains that. I don't know.
We need to find
but
that.
But she explains it somehow.
Because I want to know.
There was a guy on Twitter, y'all, that was going around, and he was eating.
Yes.
Like, eating and licking the incense.
Like, he literally was sniffing it and then ate the entire incense.
Yeah.
I hate the internet.
Well, I guess it was good. I guess her vagina was good.
I hate niggas.
Maybe she just used some of the honey pot before she did the...
Shut the fuck up!
Maybe she used some of the honey pot before she did it.
Oh. I mean, how convenient. Yeah. How convenient. Like, I just...
I'm thinking that. Well, child, well, we know Meg probably need to go use some of the honey pot with her, and then go talk to one of her label people, because something going on with that child.
Yeah, that was all over the internet, too. Everybody, of
and
course.
Then she do be out there shaking and gyrating all the time and stuff, as my granddaddy would say.
Gyrating.
So maybe she need to get some of the honey pot, child.
All that damn gyrating.
But yeah, that's sad, though. I don't like when artists
get taken advantage of.
Yeah, like she should. But then, dang, I wish she would have known. And then it's so sad, too, because before her mom passed, they were saying her mom was her manager.
Right.
Which is safe. So then y'all gonna do that to that girl. Like, right. Don't do that. Especially if she's in a vulnerable state.
And that's probably what happened, like, for real, too. Somebody just kind of stepped in.
Yeah.
And that's people like, she didn't read the contract. But she didn't read it. But it's like... Come on now.
Okay. Do you read every contract we fucking sign?
Do you thoroughly read everything you sign? Because I know damn well I don't probably sign my goddamn life away somewhere. I'm sure.
Okay. I know I have. But I'm about to start because Meg just inspired me. I mean, I don't mean like that, Meg. I ain't trying to throw no shade, but
it just sucks.
But you shouldn't even have to do all that.
Because she is literally like popping right now. Like, she is everywhere.
Well, today she did post though that she's coming out with a little EP, so that's good. I'm happy for her. Because this shit ain't cool.
She's everywhere. Like, you would think that she's making all the money.
Right.
All of it.
No, for real.
But I guess not.
She got her new chain, child, so.
Good.
Well, moving right along, Mr. and Mrs. Petty, child. They was dealing with Mr. Petty being locked up, child. I wonder what she said. How Nicki Minaj said. Like, when she was going to the jail, like, was she like, like, I'm getting my husband out, like,
I hate you.
Well, like, how was she, like, what was her reaction? I know she felt some type of way, because it's like, damn, I married a fucking pedophile.
I mean, obviously she knew, you
well
know?
Yeah, she knew, but like, now that it's like, it just keep coming up. I know Miss Petty is just,
she
like,
had to know that this was going to be the topic of discussion. Like, she had to know. Especially with the situation with her brother and all the allegations against him, and then him getting convicted.
Right.
Like, you knew that this was going to be something that people talk about. Because it's like, what is it about you that you surrounded by niggas that like little girls?
Maybe it's the honeypot, Miss Petty.
You know what? We know. it's her honeypot. Her honeypot is attracting all the bees, bitch.
All the bees. Nah, because we going to say fucking...
The wasps.
The ants.
The ants?
Yeah.
Do ants like it? Well, I guess ants do like sweet shit.
No, that's why they keep on. That's why she in the bad ones.
I can't.
Yeah, we're going to say the wasp.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
I don't think so. Shit.
I don't fucking know. Like, Winnie the Pooh. We're not going to degrade Winnie the Pooh like that. Winnie the Pooh
already degraded him. Winnie the Honey the Pooh. He called his girl Honey the Pooh.
I remember the video. He's a mess.
But I just feel like, Miss Petty, you knew when you were marrying Mr. Petty that what all came with it. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. Like,
and then Meek Mill, old petty ass, gonna like
the post
on the Shade Room. Mm-hmm. Of course. And then on the Shade Room of all places.
He knew he was doing because he's being petty. But I mean, that last night, he was just trying to basically be like, you know, congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Petty, because he was just being petty. Their last name is Petty, so I go with it.
I just...
That's crazy.
It is. It's sad.
I was like, what? Apparently, though, allegedly, he didn't know the little girl's age. I ain't gonna say little girl, because she might have been, like, 17, 18.
Is that what happened?
Allegedly, he didn't know.
He didn't know how old the girl was?
How old she was, allegedly.
What's his name?
Now, do we believe that? We don't.
You know what? I'm just now realizing that his name is Kenneth.
Yeah, Kenneth Petty.
But, like, Ken and Barbie. Because she's Barbie.
Wow.
No.
No, that's true.
That's legit. Like, Ken and Barbie.
She probably been calling them that, too. Like,
because Barbie and Ken, like, the boy Barbie doll is Ken.
Yeah. That's a good... I'm sure that's not. That's a good...
But they call her... She calls herself Barbie. Like, she is the motherfucking Barbie. What you
well,
mean?
Well, she's petty to me from now on.
I mean...
Until she get a divorce. I mean, I'm not saying that she's...
Not until... Like, until she gets a divorce.
I'm gonna just shut up.
Not until. No. No, I really want to look this up. I need to
when
see.
When Mr. and Mrs. Petty get a divorce, then I'll be back calling her Nikki or the Barbie. Nikki the hard Gucci Barbie.
Did you see too when they were in Trinidad for Carnival?
She looks good. She looks.
She
good
really did, but yeah. Like he was mad.
What was he mad about?
And everybody was like, "Don't you bring his ass back here no more?"
Are you serious? What was he mad about?
I guess
Mr. Petty. What was you upset about, Mr. Petty?
Somebody, one of the stars there, like one of the big Soca stars, like reached out to like touch her or some shit like that, and he like basically blocked it, like. Nah, like, what you doing? Don't touch my wife. But, like...
But he always and acts then, like that, though, to me. Like, he
but she had to come out and, like, defend him and was like, "This he's never been to, like, a celebration like this, and he doesn't understand.
She always doing that,
and
though.
I'm like, why does she have to come out and do that?
Right, but she... but I feel like he just has this...
And they were like, "Don't you bring his ass."
Even when they in the club or something, like, it's just like, he just gotta just... Like, sir, no.
But, I mean, that's the type of... That's the Caribbean culture, though. Like, everybody's close-knit. Right, everybody's tight. Like,
and she knows that.
She knows that, but he does not. She should have briefed him before bringing him out in public.
Like, I would have popped his goddamn hand. Like, no. What are you doing?
I can't.
But she did look really good, though. She looked really nice.
1995. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. His convictions are not from 1995.
Really?
They are not.
They can't be.
Hold on.
We trying to find Mr. and Mrs. Petty.
Yes, I need to see this. I need to see. He's indicted for failing to register as a sex offender in California. Okay, so it says that he was indicted. And what website is this? I don't know. What the fuck? I ain't never heard of this website. Who y'all? But anyways, clicktohouston.com says, according to court docs obtained by ET, Kenneth Petty was indicted for failing to register as a sex offender in California, which was required as a result of being convicted of attempted rape in the first degree in 1995 in New York.
Oh. Attempted rape.
So it says he was convicted in April 1995 for attempted rape in the first degree with a 16-year-old girl, a crime committed in September of 1994.
Well, so how old was she?
He's 37 now. So how old would he have been in 1994?
How old was she?
The girl was 16.
16. How old would he have been, John John?
Math teacher. If he's 37 now.
Production.
How old was he? How old was he in 1994?
37.
Come on now.
He was born in 23.
So he was 23, the girl was 16.
23,
24. Mmm, that's questionable, sir.
7 years older.
That's questionable. The girl was 16. And 16-year-olds didn't look 23 in 1994.
They didn't. Not how they look now. How they look at 30.
I don't know.
Mr. Petty, you knew better. Like,
your computer about to die.
Allegedly. Oh, jeez.
Grab the charge. Okay, so what's next on the list? Let's move on. Oh, child, this is just too much for my life. Okay, so that's going to wrap up our bullshit, shade, and shenanigans for the day. And we are just going to move into our topic for today because we're doing a...
This is going to be a sweet, simple, and
short, sweet episode. We just wanted to come and
highlight National Women's History Month and how amazing women are all around the world because we... rule this shit.
Who run the world?
Girls. Who run the world? Who run the world? Who run the world?
Girls.
Girls.
Amen.
And we are. We rock. We're beautiful. We're resilient. We are strong, educated, go-getters, mothers, sisters, friends, and the list goes on. But the thing about us is women, we endure so many different things, but we were built for this.
Amen.
I feel like when God made us, he put more time, effort, and love into us beautiful women. We come in all shapes, forms, sizes, hair color, eyes, just lips, nose, any and everything you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
We are designed perfectly amongst each other as women. And I just feel like I just wish that women would embrace that and understand that it's room for all of us to win. It's room for all of us to support each other, to love on each other, to have a helping hand. I'm not saying you have to befriend everybody, but what I'm saying is it's okay if somebody else is ahead of you or doing something good or whatever. It's okay to support that.
Mm-hmm.
And women, especially in our community, we hate supporting each other.
And it's sad,
it
honestly.
It's so sad.
It's very, very sad. And I just, like you said, I just want to see more community amongst us, you know?
Right.
Especially Black women in particular, because I feel like a lot of times people like to pin Black women against each other, like, no matter what the situation is. Like, if it's in a work environment, especially if you work in corporate America,
right,
and there's not many of us,
right,
if there's two Black girls that work in the office, then of course it's always competition.
Right.
Like, no, it doesn't have to be competition. We can work well together. We can compliment each other, because odds are we're going to work better together,
right,
than we will with them.
Exactly.
You know? So I feel like we should do...
we'll understand each other.
Right. We can relate. And I feel like we should see more of that, which is why I've been making an effort to, like, do more, like, networking events and just get to know people, kind of step outside of your comfort zone. Like, you never know how somebody else may be able to compliment you,
right,
or how
or
somebody
the
else
they'll have on your life,
right, what they can teach you, because we all have such different experiences,
right?
You never know who's been through what and who might be able to teach you what,
right,
in what spaces. And I just, like I said, I want to see more community. I want to see us band together more. I want to continue to see the brunches. We don't want to see no more fights on World Star.
Right.
We don't want to see
all the cattiness, the messiness.
We don't want to see that.
The back and forth argument. Like, it makes no sense.
No.
Like, none.
And that's one thing I appreciate, too, now about the music industry. Like, because you can see how all of the new up-and-coming female rappers have kind of, like, stuck together. Like,
yeah,
it's not, like, a competition. Like, when you think back to, like, the 90s, how they wanted to put, like, Foxy Brown and Lil' Kim against each other and, like, make it this whole thing. Like, everybody is cohesive. Like, they're collaborating. Mm-hmm. They're working together.
Right.
They, you know, teaming up and driving the boat and doing all, like, that's great. Like,
yeah,
we want to see more
the
of that.
Camaraderie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's a beautiful thing. They don't want us to band together because they know that we will take over the motherfucking world.
And
they already know.
And the late, great James Brown, what did he say? This world ain't nothing, nothing without a woman. I don't know how exactly he said it, but y'all get the point. Y'all know what that man said. He said the world ain't nothing without women. And it is what it is, and that's a true statement. Okay? because we make y'all thrive, baby.
Exactly.
We really do. So, we really just want every woman out there to know, no matter what your struggle is, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you've endured, it never lasts for a long period of time, and there's always light at the end of the tunnel. We all have been through so many different things, but that's the beauty of your testimony and your story as a woman, what you went through to where you're at, to what you've overcome, and the beauty of growth. Women can do anything we put our mind to, we get the job done. And I feel like we're the piece of the puzzle that connects every tiny piece there is.
You're right. And I feel like because we are able to give birth, my nigga.
Girl.
If we can create life.
Lord, I'm going to talk to you when you get come get me. I'm going to have to talk to you about that one. Because
she said, because this ain't it, Lord.
Baby, that birth? But see, he knew who to put that on.
Did he?
Even though it's what's her name? Ooh. Eve as fault. But still, you know what I'm saying? I feel like God knew what he was doing, and that's why we so perfectly imperfectly special.
Yeah.
But that birth, I wish a man could never.
Nah.
Could never.
Nah. Just, it's like, it's...
And do it natural. Shit.
Bruh. Never again.
Shit.
Never again. I've never endured pain like that in my life. Yeah. But what people say is true is that, you know, it's intense for the time being, and then as soon as everything is done, like, it immediately goes away. Like, there, it really does. Mm-mm. But it's...
Nope. Mm-mm.
No, thank you.
Thank you at all.
Mm-mm. I'm good. So what else do you enjoy? What else do you enjoy about womanhood, specifically for you? Based on, like, you and your story.
Like, how the vagina shape.
You know what? Why are you like this?
I love, like, how it's so pink and, like... No, but... And moist.
Why is she like this, y'all?
No, seriously. As when do I lose? All right, for it. The question was, okay, what I love about being a woman. I love the fact that no matter what, just as a person, I never let anything keep me down for too long. And I think that's because of the women that I grew up around. My mom, my grandma, my aunts. Everybody's just so strong, just so resilient. And the thing is, like, even if you're going through something, nobody will ever know. Mm-hmm. Because of that strength and that foundation, that backbone that a woman has. And I literally inherited that. Like, I'm a very strong person.
Mm-hmm.
People can't even imagine the shit that I've been through, going through, whatever I have endured, a part of my whole testimony, because I make shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just keep going. I keep grinding, and I do what I gotta do. And I think that's the beauty of womanhood. That's the beauty of being a woman, is always getting the job done no matter what. Even if it's because you have to do it. Because you don't have to. You can be on your ass. You can be out here not doing shit. But when you have that grind, that motivation, that feminism, that push, that you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. like, just knowing that you are just a resilient, profound woman, that you want more, I feel like the background, and just for me, that solid foundation is everything.
That was beautiful. I think I shed a tear.
That's her crying, y'all. It's okay, here's tissue.
But for me, what I love and appreciate the most about womanhood is our ability to be so dimensional. Because you never know what you're gonna get. Right. Like, you, we can be, you know, professional. We can turn on a little ratch when time is called for it. Okay. Okay, you can be twerk team, you can be super professional, we can be in corporate America, we can be entrepreneurs, we can be creatives, we can be writers, singers, songwriters. Like, it's like there's nothing that we can't do. Right. Like, we can be beautiful in more ways than one. Like, we can be beautiful inside and out. We can be face beat to the motherfucking gods one day and raggedy as fuck, messy buns, sweats with stains on them the next day and still be just as beautiful. Right. Like, we're never limited to one thing. Like, we have so many different things that we can do. And I think that we're living in an era, in a day and age now, where that's appreciated. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you look back to, like, the 60s and, like, the 50s, like, it was... Every woman wanted to be the beauty queen. Right. Like, they all wanted to have these, you know,
teeny tiny
waists. Yeah. And we strive to be, you know, wives and mothers and shit like that. And now we strive to do it all. Like, we want to be wives, mothers, business owners, professional. Like, we can do it all. Mm-hmm. And somehow we still manage to do it. I mean, granted, we may not be completely sane in the process, but...
Because it's hard out here.
But the shit gets done. And... It's not, we're more than just a pretty face to look at.
We wear many hats.
Right. Yeah. And I appreciate that the world is changing, even though it's still male dominated and misogynistic and patriarchal and all that bullshit. But I think that.
Double standard.
Yeah. I think that, but we're coming along. We've come a long way. That's for sure. Like, we're more than just baby factories. We're more than just dishwashers,
stay-at-home
moms. Like, and if we do that, it's because we chose to. You know what I'm saying? Not because that's what's expected of us.
I agree.
And more people are respecting us in public spaces and platforms and realizing that we are equal, if not surpassing, you know, incompetence of some of our male counterparts, because not all are as competent as we are.
Right.
But that's neither here nor there. And I'm just appreciative of that. Like, I love that we can be strong and then turn around and have a weak moment. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that we're weak.
Right.
Like,
we can be vulnerable.
Right. We can be vulnerable. Right. When we need to. And it's like we are wired naturally. It's innate to know when to be one and when to be the other.
Right.
Granted, some of us have issues with pride. Like, I know I am certainly one of them, and we don't know how to let go sometimes, but I feel like that's just a result of the overcompensation that we've had to do for so many years, because people kept telling us that we can't do these things. So when women gained their independence, it was just kind of like, okay, so now we have to work double time to prove, just like when we say, you know, Black people, we got to work twice as hard, three times as hard to prove that, you know, we're equal or we're good enough and we're capable. It's the same with women. Mm-hmm. Like, the struggle is the same, which is why the struggle for Black women is immensely different than that of other people. So it's which is why these white women being outraged by the honeypot is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Get over it.
Okay, because you see Erykah Badu use the honeypot and her shit sold out in fucking 19 motherfucking minutes. So get the fuck over it and fucking put a smile.
But Black women are power. All women are power, but Black women specifically, because you can shit on us, you can degrade us, belittle us, do whatever, and we're still going to emerge.
Literally, when the Bible said the man is the head, Black women literally defined it the tail. Literally. That's what we... Yeah, every woman, and I get it. But Black women are just soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
We are
because we
immaculate.
Always, we get the shit into the stick.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck about our tears.
Right.
And we see that every day, which is why the maternal mortality rate is so high for Black women.
Yeah.
Like, nobody gives a fuck about what we say. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just wired to be in pain and hurting and all these things all the time, and we don't get the same respect that white women do when they say the same shit.
Right.
So for people to try to belittle us, bitch, you stand and walk a mile in my shoes and see how you come out on the other side. Okay? Okay.
That's right. Well, we see all you beautiful, outstanding women. We support you all. We love y'all. We salute you. We honor you. And we adore you.
Absolutely. And we just want you to keep doing what you're doing. Keep your head up. Keep striving to be better. Take care of yourselves.
Yes, that's important.
Stop putting other people's needs before yours. Because if you don't take care of your needs, who the fuck is going to take care of them? You know what? Somebody come get her ass.
Oh, the tones came out.
I can't, but...
But no, seriously, we really do love each and every woman. We think you guys are amazing because guess what? Vagina got that power.
Ay.
Vagina got that power.
Ay.
And thank y'all so much for rocking with us.
Yes, another for season 2. Woo! So excited for season 3. Make sure you guys keep in touch until we come back. It'll be about a month or so, a little less than a month, before we come back with another episode. So send us your stories in the meantime. Email us if you need advice. Check out our social media. Make sure you leave comments, rate us, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right, because we might be dropping another drawing.
Yes, and you don't want to miss out on that, so make sure you guys stay tuned in, and we will see y'all in April.
We'll see you in April.
Bye, guys. Bye.